1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
All boys and girls, welcome to the show. Retired Navy SEAL. Decorated Navy SEAL, officer, Navy veteran, entrepreneur, author, Jocko Willink. Welcome to the show, Jocko.
Thanks for having me on.
So how many years in the Navy?
I only did 20 years in the Navy.
Only 20 years.
Well, I guess.
And as a SEAL, too, and you were deployed a number of times.
Yep, deployed a bunch of times, and my last two deployments were to Iraq.
How do you qualify to be a SEAL, just to figure that out?
They put you through a bunch of training. They make you wet, cold, miserable, don't let you sleep a lot. Then they teach you how to make sure you can shoot weapons well and safely. And then, yeah, you make it.
And so through all of that and the 20 years, and you've written a book before this one, correct?
Yeah, I've written a bunch of books, actually. I've written a few books on leadership, and I've written a few kids' books.
Okay. Well, can you talk about the kids' books for a second?
Yeah, sure. I got four kids myself. And while I was raising my kids, trying to find good books for them to read, I couldn't find any that actually gave them the values I wanted them to have. So I wrote a series of books called Way of the Warrior Kid, about a young kid that's going through kind of the normal problems that kids have. He doesn't know his times tables. He can't do any pull-ups. He doesn't know how to swim, and he's getting picked on. And he goes home from his last day of school in fifth grade, all sad and crying. And then he remembers that his Uncle Jake is coming to stay with him for the summertime. And his Uncle Jake was a SEAL. And so his Uncle Jake helps him over the summer to overcome these challenges that he faces. And that's what the series is about.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Hansel and Gretel or anything.
And you probably never let your kids play Grand Theft Auto, it sounds like.
No Grand Theft Auto in my house, no.
All right, so after all that, you decided the world needed, you call it a field manual for leadership. What's the concept of the book?
Yeah, so I have a leadership consulting company. I've written a couple books on leadership already. And as I work with companies, and I have a podcast as well where I talk about leadership, so I get a lot of questions. And I would get the same questions over and over again. And I realize that a lot of people don't understand that leadership, yes, it's a skill, but it's a skill just like any sport where there's moves that you need to learn. There's techniques that you can use. There's strategies and tactics that you can employ to overcome challenges in leadership. So I took all those and compiled them into one simple, straightforward field manual that people can use to improve their leadership abilities.
So this is kind of like a step-by-step set of instructions for different situations.
That's what it is.
That seems too simple. Like, how could you possibly come up with something like that.
One of the laws of combat is actually to keep things simple. So, yes, yeah. I do try and keep things simple.
And that was probably missing in the vast array of books out there on leadership.
Right. Why did you think this was necessary?
Well, there's a lot of books out there that cover, you know, these kind of theoretical ideas around leadership. But how do you talk to the employee that's not doing what he's supposed to do? How do you approach your boss when you don't like something that they're pushing down on you? How do you actually do that? So that's what this book is.
There's a teenage section?
haven't written that book yet.
Maybe we'll go back to the kids' books.
What's easier to manage, your family or people at work?
Yeah.
You know, there's challenges to both, obviously. The problem that people have with their families, because the leadership principles are the same. You know, the leadership principles are the same. If you got a team and you bark orders at them, they'll do what you tell them to do for a little while, but they don't like you, they don't respect you, and the minute they get the opportunity, they're going to leave you. Same thing with your family. You bark orders at your family, you bark orders at your kids. They might do what you tell them to do because they have no choice, but eventually they're losing respect for you. So the principles stay the same. The thing that you run into, the difference between leading your family and leading a team, is with your family, you tend to get more emotional.
Sure.
Because you're emotionally attached to them. And it's not a good idea for a leader. It's not a good idea for anyone to make decisions, to make emotional decisions, right? We don't do well there. So we have to detach from our emotions in order to lead well. Not totally. I'm not saying you got to be a robot, but you can't let emotions drive your decision making. You have to do it in business, and you have to do it in your family as well. It's just harder to do with your family because there's more emotional connections there.
Okay, so does leading well mean getting the people you are leading to get with the program, or just for them to react immediately?
Well, you want the program. Actually, the best way to do this is the program is theirs. And this is a big misconception about the military. You know, if we had a mission to do, I wouldn't tell you all, if you were my team, I wouldn't say, okay, here's what I want you to do. Here's how I want you to do it. Here's the people I want you to take. Here's the vehicles I want you to use. Here's the route I want you to take to target. I wouldn't tell you all that. I'd say, hey, here's what I want you to get accomplished. Tell me how you want to get it done. I let you come up with a plan. That way, you own the plan, you embrace the plan, and you go execute with real tenacity because it came from you.
But now, there are some people who just want the plan. I don't want to come up
with
it.
They want the direction.
Right. Point me in the direction and help me out here. Maybe we can put a plan together. Yes, no, is everybody different?
I'll definitely advise you. But if you're working for me and I expect you to step up and lead. So, yeah, I might give you some advice, and I might raise you and teach you and train you so that you can come up with a plan by yourself. But, look, I'm not always going to be around. What if you did that with your kid, you know? Mm. Well, you think of the same situation. If you tie the shoes of your kid all the time, they don't learn how to tie their shoes, and now they're incapable of when you're not around. The same thing with a team. Look, I get that you want me to be the easy button. You want to come to me with your problem, and I solve it. I'm not going to let you do that. I want you to grow. I need you to be a stronger member of the team. So if you're working for me, you're going to learn how to lead.
So a good leader and good leadership produces more leaders.
Exactly.
Oh.
But if you're a parent, you load intel on for years and years and years, right? And then when you finally turn them loose and they have to make decisions, you pray that intel kicks in, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you turn them loose all at once, though.
Well, yeah, you do. You don't turn them loose all at once. You know, you don't. Yeah, once they, hey, you're 5 years old now. Go figure it out.
Well, yeah, right. That's part of the time when I'm loading a lot of intel in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you're training them, and you do want to let them brush up against the guardrails of failure, right? Sometimes they're going to get dinged up, right? And it's okay. That's one of the issues that we have nowadays. Some parents they're holding the hands, they're hovering over, and they're not letting anything bad happen to their kids. They never lose. Hey, if you never lose, guess what? You never learn how to lose.
What if they break all the way through the guardrail?
Well, that's
get a call a tow truck. Call a tow truck.
You don't want to let them break all the way through the guardrail.
All right. The name of the book is Leadership Strategies and Tactics, Field Manual by Jocko Willink. You can find it. Where is it, Jocko?
It's available everywhere you get books.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
That's what I want Matt LaFleur to sound like.
Ooh.
See?
Oh. I see what you mean. Well, you know, I said on Sunday when he was barking at that referee, did he look like a yoga instructor there?
I know.
When he was screaming about that fumble that they said, yeah, it was a fumble, but he couldn't really see who recovered it. Yeah,
All right.
The book is out there, available everywhere. Leadership Strategies and Tactics Field Manual by Jocko Willink.